Begin the current daf, Masechtas Haryos daf Ches. Begin the top line of the Amud, where the Gemara continues explaining the Braisa that was mentioned in the previous daf, which was brought to see who's the Tana of our Mishnah. The Braisa had a machlokes between Rebbe and the Chacham regarding the Mashiach, the Kohen Gadol, in the Aveir of Avodah Zar. Rebbe held that it's just enough with a Shigas Maisa, although generally he has to have with his own erroneous ruling regarding Avodah Zar, it's different. Chacham say no, it's just like all other halachas, he has to have a Helam Davar, a lapse of awareness in his ruling, and then acting on that, that would make him liable for his special halacha. Now, however, the Braisa continued and said they both agree that when he violates Avodah Zar, that he brings a Seira, a Shigot, like an individual. And the halacha that we're discussing here on this Amud, that they both agree that the Kohen Gadol does not bring a carbon Asham Tali. So that asks the Gemara, B'shavin, this that we said that they both agree, Rebbe and Chacham, She'ein, that the Kohen Gadol does not maybe Asham Tali, doesn't bring when, let's say, he's not sure if he violated the Isser or not. He does not bring, like a regular person does, a carbon Asham Tali, which is a guilt offering of suspension, because a person's not sure if he has to bring a carbon or not. So he brings this carbon that the Torah calls Asham Tali. Menola, where do we know that, and that they both agree to this halacha, that it does not apply by the Kohen Gadol? So the Gemara Dechsev, like it says in the Pasuk in Asham Tali, it says in Mayikra, V'chipra lov ha-kayin, and that the Kohen will provide atonement for this person who is not sure if he did an aveir or not, ashagagase ashashagag, on this error which he made an error of, and like the Pasuk says, v'hula yada, but he's not aware if he did or he didn't. Which this teaches us, someone that his chet is bishkaga, which is in the shigas maisa, that excludes the Kohen Gadol. Because the Kohen Gadol, as we said, regarding all Yisurim, he needs a Helam Davar, and it's not enough with just a Shigas Maisa. He doesn't have just Shigas Ashashagar. But says the Gemara, but Rebbe, how could he say Yatzim Mesheikh that it's excluding the Kohen Gadol, which we explained in the previous afterward, as we just mentioned, that according to Rebbe, the Kohen Gadol, when he sins by Avodah Zarah, it is Bishkaga. Because the Braisa taught us that regarding the Kohen Gadol by Avodah Zarah, Rebbe holds that it's enough with a Shigas Maisa, even without a Helam Davar. Rather, says the Gemara, is because Rebbe is Savra, he holds, and that he'll explain the Pasuk according to his reasoning, that the Pasuk is teaching us, Misha kol chete b'shkaga, only someone that all their sins are with just an erroneous action, Yatzezeh she'en kol chete b'shkaga, that excludes the Kohen Gadol, because not all his sins are in just an error of action, because it's only by Avodah Zarah itself where Rebbe holds that his cheta is b'shkaga. But regarding all of the other mitzvahs, he agrees that it's not going to be just with the chet itself. Ela b'helam davar, rather, he requires a lapse of an erroneous ruling together with a shigas maisa, and therefore he's excluded also from the halacha, even according to Rebbe, from the halacha of Asham Tali. That is the Gemara midi kol ksiv. Does it say there in the pasuk the word ol? Why would, according to Rebbe, we exclude the Kohen Gadol? It doesn't say the word kol. It says ashigas ashashagag. And therefore, that should apply, according to Rebbe, as for sure by the halacha of Avodah Zarah, where the Kohen Gadol is chayv just with Shigas Maisa. Says Igmar, in yes. Why? It doesn't say actually the word kol, but it's insinuating that. Because the imkain, because if that would be the case, then nichtav al shigagase, the Torah should have just written, the Kohen would provide atonement al shigagase for his error. Lamali ashashagag. Why are the extra words of that which he erred? That's teaching da'ad de'iko kol chet b'shkaga until we have someone that all his sins are, and that's why the redundant term shigaga to say that all his sins are just with an error of action. Yatza Mashiach, that excludes the Kohen Gadol, she'en kol chet b'shkaga elam avodis kachavim. Not all his averis are with just a mistaken action. The only one, according to Rebbe, is by avodah zarah. V'lo b'shar mitzvahs, not by other mitzvahs, elam b'helam davar, shigas maisa. Rather, he also requires an erroneous ruling, and therefore he's not included in this pasuk of Asham Tali. It says the Gemara of Rabbanan, they hold, Misha chate bishkaga, when it says in the Pasuk, someone that his sins are in error, that's very simple according to them. Yatz Mashiach, she'en chate bishkaga, that excludes the Kohen Gadol, who his sins are not just with a mistaken action. Loibu v'tzikram, v'loib b'sham mitzvahs, not by v'dizar, and not by other mitzvahs, ela b'helm dav, m'shagis ma'isa, rather requires his erroneous ruling and his mistaken action based on that, and therefore, according to everyone, the Kohen Gadol, what we call the Mashiach, does not bring the Asham Tali, and for sure the Tzibur is not going to be chayav in Asham Tali, because by Beis Din always says it has to have Helam Davar, an erroneous ruling, which doesn't apply in regards to Asham Tali, because Ashagas Ashashagag is saying that's coming only through mistaken action. And that's what it is, the person doesn't even know what he even did. Doesn't know, did he eat chelev, did he eat shuman, did he eat permitted fats, mistaken fats? It's not based on the erroneous ruling, and therefore that has nothing to do with the halachas of Helam Dover, which is the liability of the Bezin, and neither, as we just pointed out, regarding the Mashiach, the Kohen Gadol, is also not Chayev in Asham Tali. We're continuing with the next Mishnah, continuing on the theme of the previous Mishnayos, the Mishnah, which the same wording that there is no liability, and it's the comparison of the laws of the Beis Din and the Kohen and Mashiach, which is the topic of this parak, regarding the similarities of their laws. Says the Mishnah, Ein Beis Din Chayavin, the court is not liable of carbon only, at sheyeru bedover, until their ruling is regarding something, meaning they permitted something that when one violates it deliberately, they get a punishment of karis, of dying at a young age, and if they do it by mistake, there's a liability of a karma chatas. And that's what he's saying. If they ruled regarding that, then they're going to be chai. But if, let's say, the ruling was regarding something that the liability would be a karban asham, a asham vaday, then they'd be exempt. Because certain liabilities, it's a karban asham, not a karma chatas. There it says the words ve'im nefesh achas. That's singular. A court is not included in nefesh achas. Moreover, by a karban asham, there's no halacha of helam davar of an erroneous ruling, because by asham, those kabbalists where you have to bring what's called devana asham, not to be confused with the asham tali when one does something by mistake. There the liability is when you do it deliberately, the same as when you do it by mistake. So it's nothing to do with an erroneous ruling. It's even by deliberate. So but those halachas do not apply to the helam davar of the bezin. It's only by something that the shkaga would be a chatas. And says the Mishnah, v'chein ha-mashiach, same thing would apply to the kohen gadol, that he's not going to bring a bull only on something that if he has an erroneous ruling, on something that if one does it deliberately gets karas, and by mistake it gets chatas. Now, however, the difference is, but regarding the sin of an asham vaday, of course the kohen gadol, if he violates it, he would be chayv asham vaday, because he is included in what the pasuk says, nefesh achas. The only thing it's saying in the Mishnah is that we're comparing the kohen gadol to the tzibur to say that he's not going to bring his par of kohen mashiach, which again is this halacha of a helam davar with a shigas maisa, in a place where the liability by mistake would be an asham. But of course, he will bring the korban asham itself, as the Mishnah teaches on the next daf regarding asham vaday. The nasi, the kohen mashiach, and the regal yachad are all chayiv. It's only the bezin that would be totally patur in that situation. So too says the Mishnah, v'loy b'vaitz kachavim. So too regarding their par helam davar of an avodah zarah would only be atchiyer al davish as doing the karas for shigagasechatas. Only regarding something, and the same thing over here applies to the kohen mashiach too. Only if it's something that when a person would do it, would deliberately get karas and by mistake chatas, and on that the court went and made an erroneous ruling and said it's permitted, that's when they bring the par helam davish al tzibur, which regarding tavay dezara is a par in the star. So as the Gemara explained the halachas of a Mishnah, as we did this in the previous Mishnayos, the Gemara asked Minolan, how do we know these sources again that the Beis Din and the Mashiach has these halachas, and again that explains the previous Mishnah, which said since they share those commonalities, that's why if the Kohen Gadol permitted something that the court did and he acted on it, he gets the atonement together with their carbon. He doesn't have to bring his own carbon. Says the Gemara Minolan, well, where do we know that it requires that their hara, the erroneous ruling, is regarding zod and karas and shagagase chatas? Says the Gemara, the Tanakh, learn the Braisa. Rabbi Yemi, he says, Nemer Khan allow. It says over here by the par helm davish al tzibur, it says, V'noida hachatas hashachatu allow. It becomes aware to them the sin which they sinned on that. So it says the word allow. V'nem alahal, it says over there in the pasuk in the yikra, aleha, which in the context of arayas, of forbidden relationships, it says, L'galus ervasa aleha, to reveal her nakedness on her. So, malahal, and just like over there by arayas, is davish is doing the curse of shagasechatas. It's something that if one deliberately does it, they get karas, and if one does it by mistake, there's a chiv chatas. So we're learning from the gzer shav avalaha, afkan, davish has done the karas, v'shigagasi chatas. So over here, by the par helm davish al tzibu, we understand it's talking about something that zadin karas and shigagasi is chatas. So on that, continues the Gemara. Okay, ashkan tzibur. So there'll be a source that the halach of the par helm davish al tzibur is regarding that context. But how do we know the same thing, Mashiach Menol? How do we know the same thing applies to the Kohen Gadol? Says the Gemara, as we've said previously, Mishnah is, because it says La'ashmasa'am, by the context of the when the Kohen Gadol makes his mistake, it says in the pasuk for the guilt of the people. Or what do you mean the people? So I tell you, Harim Mashiach Kitzibur, to compare the Kohen Gadol to the Tzibur, just like over there, it's Zadin Karsan, Shagas Echat, so too over here. Continues the Gemara. Now, Nasi, regarding the king, that he also doesn't bring his special carbon, what's called a Sa'ir, a Higol, only on something that is Zadin Karas and Shagas Echatas, because as we learned on the Mishnah, the next daf, any miss in the Torah that there's a liability of Zadin Karas and Shagas Echatas, a regular person, an individual, brings Kispo or Seira, a Shigot or a Shilam. However, a nasi will bring a higot. How do we know that? That his special unique carbon is also only for zaten karsh and gross echatas. Says the Gemara, yolav mitzvahs, a different gzeir shava. Ksiv gaba nasi says by the nasi, a pasuk meyikra va'asa achas makom mitzvahs Hashem. If he's going to do prohibitively, he's going to do one of the mitzvahs of Hashem. Or ksiv tzibrit says by the tzibr, which we just pointed out before, is zaten karsh and gross echatas for their liability. It says over there va'asa achas makom mitzvahs. So ma tzibr. Just like by the tzibur, what's called the parhelm davish al tzibur, based on the erroneous ruling of the court, is something that if it's done by a person, it's zaden kars v'shegas echatas. So af nasi with this gzeir shavah mitzvahs is davish zaden kars v'shegas echatas. Continues the Gemara, yachid, a regular individual. How do we know that he doesn't bring a karb mechatas only on something that it's, if he does it deliberately, gets karas, because that's what the Mishnah says over there also on Daf Tes, that all the mitzvahs in the Torah that are zodin karas, that's where the shegasa is going to be chatas. How do we know that? So Amakra, the pasuk says in Parashat Vayikra, it says ve'im nefesh, and if an individual, which is talking about a regular person, ve'yil matachto and mi'elyin, we learn the lower pasuk from the previous pasuk, which the previous pasuk was talking about the nasi, which we just said before, learned that gzeir shav and mitzvahs from the tzibur, that zadin karsh shegas echatas. So when it says v'im nefesh, it connects it to say that so too this parsha of the yachid is the same as the nasi, which is that it's only in the context of zadin karsh, then the shagaga of the yachid will bring a karm echatas. Mishnah said also b'lei b'vaydis kechavim, so too regarding the liability of avaydis zara, it's also atchayeru, it's until the court rules regarding something that zadin karas shegas echatas, the people follow. That's when the chayiv for the par and the sar. So as the Gemara, b'vaytz chavminal. How do we know that this is a halachic context? So too for the ruling of avaydah zar. The Torah about like we learn the brisa. Lefisha yatsa avaydz kechavim lead them ba'atzma. Since we see that avaydah zara was excluded from the general category of every other par helm devashal tzibur to be qualified by itself, because it says, by in the context of when the Bezin makes an erroneous ruling regarding Avodah Zarah, it says v'chisishku b'lo isasu, if they can make an error, they're not going to do. And it doesn't say over there the halacha of karis. So yachal yu chayav nafilal davish ein zedayin the karis v'shegugas echatas. So you would think the liability would be actually not like all others that we pointed out before, it has to be zadin karis v'shegugas echatas. There would be, even if it's their erroneous ruling and the Jewish people followed them, for something that deliberately is not karis and the shegug is not going to be chatas. For example, let's say someone hugs or kisses or sweeps by the Avodah Zarah, as the Gemara says in Masechet Sanhedrin, that's only a negative prohibition and there's no karis. So maybe that it's, since it's more expansive, the halacha of Avodah Zarah is unique, as we find that they bring a sar and a par in contrast to a regular par on the Bishot Tzibur. So maybe the halacha would apply even if it's not zadni karis and shagas echatas. Therefore, says the Braisa, nemer mekam me'ene. It says over here in the context of Avodah Zarah, me'ene. V'nemer lahal me'ene, it says over there by the par helm Bishot Tzibur me'ene. Malahal and Dovish is then the curse of Shagas Echatas, just like over there, as we pointed out before. It's only in the context of Zadin Kars of Shagas Echatas when they make the erroneous ruling. Afkan Dovish is then the curse of Shagas Echatas here also by the Tzibur in regards to Avodah Zarah. It's only going to be something that the erroneous ruling is Zadin Kars and Shagas Echatas. Now that continues the Gemara, Ashkan Tzibur. So fine, that's the source for the Tzibur with the Bezdin, that so too for Avodah Zarah, as the Sefer of the Mishnah teaches, the same as the Reish's Mishnah regarding all other mitzvahs, is Zadin Karas to Shagas Echatas. But Yachad Nasi Mashiach Menolim, regarding a regular person, the king, that he brings a special sar, the Kohen Gadol, that he brings his special karbanis, Menolim, where do we know also by the halacha of Avodah Zarah, that's only going to be if their aveira, their violation, was regarding Zadin Karas and Shagas Echatas. Says the Gemara Amakra. Because the pasuk says in Bemidbar, v'im nefesh achas, and if a single person will go ahead and do something that should not be done, and then he has to bring his special carbon. Now, the word im nefesh achas sounds like any individual, which is echad yochad, a regular person regarding his sin, v'echad nasi regarding the king, regarding his special carbon when he sins, v'echad mashiach, and whether the kohen gadol who brings his carbon when he has an erroneous ruling, with whatever context it is, but they're all considered kulam mechal nefesh achas, they're all one person. And v'yil matachtem in the elyon, and this lower pasuk is going to be learned out from the previous pasuk. Meaning the previous pasuk, which was saying v'im nefesh achas comes after, was told on by the tzibur by Avodah Zarah. So now when it says v'im nefesh achas includes the yachad and nasi mashiach, tells us that just like the tzibur by Avodah Zarah, as we just learned before from gzeir shav me'ene, is by zadin karas shegas echatas. So too regarding Avodah Zarah, the yachad and nasi mashiach, we know that it's also only by zadin karas and shegas echatas. So the Gemara has explained the sources of the halachas of our Mishnah regarding Bezdin and Mashiach, regarding regular various Avodah Zarah. It's only Bezadin Karshir Gasachatis, and so too for the Nasi and the regular Yachid. However, it says the Gemara, Hani Chalamanda Mapik Leilo Leil, Exerah Shabakud Amaran. But the whole thing was based on, and then we took it from there to there. The first source which started this whole trickle was from the Exerah Shabakud of Aleha, which we said it says by Arias Aleha. It says over here by the Parhelm Dabish and Sibra Aleha. Just like over there, Zadin Karsha Gezchat, the Sotu will be here. And then from there we learn out to Mashiach, and then from this Tzibur we learn out to the Tzibur of Avodah Zarah, and so on and so forth. And then when Rabbi Nefesh Achas teaches us Yachid Mashiach and Nasi. But El Rabbanon de Mafki Lo Lo Aleha, but according to Rabbanon, who already used the word Aleha by Arayas for a different drasha, as the Gemara says in the first parak Masechet Yevamos, when it says Ve'isha L'Chaisa L'Sikach L'Galsa Vasa Litzra Aleha, the Gemara there says Aleha Matam Aleha. So on that says the Gemara, because it says Yevama Yavi Aleha, and therefore it says Aleha over here to teach you L'Arayas V'Tzoris, to teach you regarding with the woman that he's coming to Yibim with is an erva to him, that she's exempt, and not only she exempted, even her tzaris, her co-wives, her rival wives are also exempt, but it's teaching a different drasha. That's why it says Aleha, to learn Aleha for something else. So then, Davish is the curse of Shikagasachatzim and Ola, then we don't have any more sources at all for any of these, for the halachas of a Mishnah, that's only by Zadin Kras Shikagasachatzim, because you can't learn out from the Xerishav of that word Aleha, because that word Aleha is used for a different Xerishav. Says Gemara, Nafkalu midamasni le Bishu ben Levi lebrei. They learn it from somewhere else. From Rabbi Bishu ben Levi taught to his son, explaining a pasuk in Bamidbar. The pasuk says, Tara achas yilachem la'isa b'shkaga. There should be one Torah for you, for those who make a mistake. V'anefesh ha'shatas bi'adrama v'gomer, and those who do it in outstretched hand, then there's going to be a punishment. A person is going to get karas. My mistake is a carbon, deliberately is karas. But one thing we see from this pasuk, because this pasuk is talking about Avodah Zarah, the Sefri teaches, Reb Shimon says, how do we know this pasuk is talking about Avodah Zarah? Because it says in that pasuk, Yidvar Hashem Bazik, because the word of Hashem, he's disgraced. What does it mean, Yidvar Hashem? The first words of the Aseret HaDibros, Anoichi Hashem Lekecha, and Leyilucha Lekim Rachem Alponai, which were the words of Hashem, those words is the person's disgracing. That's how we know it's from Avodah Zarah. So that says the Braisa, says Reb Shimon Levi, it says in the pasuk, Taira Achas. It sounds like they were comparing the whole Taira to what the context of the pasuk there is tomorrow, which is Avodah Zarah, which teaches us, it's just like regarding Avodah Zarah. Because here in this context, it does say, he karis ti karis. And it teaches us that by Avodah Zarah, there's a person does deliberately gets karis by mistake, he brings chatas. Afkan, so to over here, meaning regarding Taira Achas, regarding the rest of the Taira, it's chayav nazdein karas v'shagasachatas. The liabilities are only going to be for something that it's zadin karas and shagasachatas. And that is the Gemara. Okay, ashkhan yachid nasi mashiach. So we have the sources for a regular individual, the king, the kohen gadol, beim avad kuchav and beim mishar mitzvahs, regarding avodah zarah, regarding all other mitzvahs, because it says in the pasuk over there v'im nefesh, which is the terminology for an individual. And like we said before, it says Taira Achas yilacham. And v'hanefesh ha'shtasa bi'adrama, which therefore, since it says v'hanefesh, that teaches us a yachad and nasi and mashiach that are considered v'nefesh achas, they have this halacha comparing all of the Torah to Avodah Zarah, which, yeah, just like Avodah Zarah, it's with karis and chatas, so too over here it's going to be for karis and chatas, meaning regarding Avodah Zarah and all other mitzvahs. But tzibah menon, but tzibah is not included v'nefesh achas. How do we know that the parhelm d'abishol tzibah and the one regarding Avodah Zarah is going to be only with Zadin Karas and Shagasachatas? Says the Gemara, Yolof Elyon Mitachton. We learn that the previous pasuk from the later pasuk, meaning it says previously in the pasuk over there, V'chisishku, which is in the plural, if you will make a mistake, which is the Tzibur, which we learn that from the later pasuk Tachton, where it says V'im Nefesh, to tell us just like over there, as we just explained the Gemara. It's something that the liability of when it's done deliberately, it's Karas, and my mistake is Chatas, whether by Dezar or regarding all other mitzvahs, because like we said, regarding the Yachid, all of the Torah is compared to Avodah Zarah. So to regarding the Tzibur, there's not going to be a liability only on something that Zadni Karas or Gazachatis, whether regarding Avodah Zarah and whether regarding all of the mitzvahs. So on that, as the Gemara, so then V'Rebbe, who we had originally taught the Kseri Shuvah from Aleha, Hadir B'Shuban Levi Ma'avadli, what does he do with this Torah Achas Yilachem, which according to Rabbana, that's where we know all the halachas of Zadin Karas and Shagasachatas, which Rebbe doesn't need that because he learns from Aleha. What does he do with that teaching of Rebbe Shuv ben Levi? Says the Gemara, Mafik Leli Ligadatanya. He uses it to teach a different teaching. And that's regarding to tell us that all the Karbanas by Avodah Zarah are going to be the same. And that's what Torah Achas comes to teach us, not to compare the whole Torah to Avodah Zarah, teaching us a different halacha. Says the Brisa, Lafima Shemitzino, Shechilik HaKasav Bin Rabim Leichidim. We find that the Torah differentiates between many people who deliberately do Avodah Zarah and individuals who do Avodah Zarah. Where do we find this? Because Rabim Besayif. When we have many people, which are the inhabitants of Eir HaNidach as a whole city, when they deliberately do Avodah Zarah, they get killed by the sword. And umamayim avod, and their money gets lost, meaning they have to burn up all the stuff of the city. In contrast, yechidim b'skila, when individuals do avodah zarah, they get stoned, which is a more severe death. Umamayim polot, however, their money is saved. So yochel nachal b'karben the same. So you would think that therefore we should differentiate also when they do it by mistake, which then b'shagig then is karbanis, that there also we should differentiate, just like we differentiate regarding tzibur and yechidim by mezid, so to b'shagig that. And moreover, we find that the carbon tzibur by avodah zarah should not be similar to any carbon yachad. So too, we should differentiate in the karbanis that it should be different than many people who when they do it by mistake, let's say in Eir HaNidachas, which if they did it by mezid, they would get tzayif. So just like when we find regarding the parhelm davashil tzibur, regarding the whole Jewish people, we said then their carbon for avodah zarah is different. It's a paranasar. So even if we're not talking about the whole Jewish people, but many people, let's say a whole city, we should say that their carbon should not be similar to any other carbon, not of a tzibur and not of a yachid, that it should be totally different carbon, just like their death is totally different as in Eir HaNidachas. When they do it b'mezid, so too b'shagig. Tamalayma, that's what the Braisa teaches, Tera achas yev v'goymer. It's coming to tell you that no, the halacha of Eir HaNidachas, when they do it by mistake, is the same as regular individuals when they do it by mistake. And therefore, each person of the Eir HaNidachas, since they didn't do it b'mezid, they did it b'shagig by mistake, each one will bring a shigo just like a regular individual. And that's what Tarach is coming to teach us according to Rabbi. That mask of the Rav Chilkiya Magrein, he asks, he says, I don't even understand this teaching. You're telling me, Taimed Yulei Chilik HaKasav. The reason is because the Torah tells you not to differentiate. That's why we know that regarding the Eir HaNidachas, if they do it by mistake, it's going to have the same components as a yachad. Hachalak. But if the Torah did differentiate, so you're saying, then you would think that, yeah, their karban should be totally different from a yachid, and so too from the whole entire Jewish people. But then the question then becomes, my nicey, what will the people of the Eir HaNidachas, the many people who do Avodah Zarah, when they do it deliberately, they get saif, and you're saying when they do it by mistake, they should bring a totally different karban, which karban could they bring? As the Gemara explains, if you're going to say nicey par that they should bring a bull, that's not different than everyone else, because tzibur b'shar mitzvah hu demaisi. The tzibur, which is the entirety of the Jewish people, when it's regarding one of the other mitzvahs of the Torah that the court gave in the erroneous ruling and they follow in it, that's the carbon they bring. It's a parhelm davashil tzibur. And therefore, that would not be a differentiation. And for sure, because we want to find the difference in the carbon between the people, the Eir HaNidachas, and the tzibur, because a tzibur does not become Eir HaNidachas. It's only when one city, not an entire Jewish people, that you get the death penalty of a saif. So it is different than the tzibur too. So just like b'mezid is different, that's what we thought in the Havamina, that their carbon should also be different. But a par wouldn't be a difference. So what are you going to say? Nicey par la'ayla v'sir l'chatas. Okay, let them bring two karbanas. A bull for be a karban ayla, and a higo to be a karban chatas. So it's the gemar tzibur b'vezik l'chav hu d'maisi. There's already, that's taken already. It's not different than everything else because the public by avodah zarah, that's what they bring. So you're going to say nicey sar, let them bring a higo. That meaning these people, they are neidachas. Says the Gemara, nasi b'shar mitzvahs hu demaisi. The king already regarding other mitzvahs brings a sar. We're going to say, nicey seir, let him bring a shigot. Yochid nami hani karboni. That is the carbon of a regular person. And therefore, there's not going to be a differentiation because like as the Rush explains, it was obvious to the Gemara that we're not going to create a whole new carbon that was never brought as a carbon for any other aver. We have to find already a carbon that's used in a different context. And we cannot find that it's going to be unique regarding the people of the Eir HaNidachas. So what was the Havamina that we need Torah Achas to say that it's going to be the same as a Yachid? So the Gemara, no, Itzrach, it was necessary to say Torah Achas. Because Sogatai Techamina, you would think to say, Tzibur Maisi Par La'ayla V'sar L'chatas. Yeah, you're right. The Tzibur, when they do Avodah Zarah, they bring a bull for an Ayla and a Sar for a Chatas. But Hani Naisi Ipcha, but the people of Eir HaNidachas, when they do it by mistake of Avodah Zarah, they'll do the exact opposite. Par l'chatas v'sar l'ayla. Yeah, it'll be the same karbanis, but it'll still be different because they'll bring the bull as the chatas and the sar for the ayla. And therefore, that's why we need tarachas to say that no, they bring the same karban as a yachad. Or inam, or another approach you could take, is no, tzarach, that we would say you would have to find the differentiation for the karban. But v'ein l'tagani, you're right, he wouldn't have any rectification for the people of Eir HaNidachas that do avodah zarah by mistake because we cannot find some difference. But it would require a difference, just like when they do b'mezid's difference. Kamash Malan, that's what Terach is teaching, that no, we could find a difference because actually you don't need a difference, meaning, because every single person of the Anidachas brings a Se'ira Shigot, just like a regular Yachad when he does Avodah Zarah. Number one thing the Gemara asks is, the Kuli Amma Mias, but according to everyone, Kik Sivi Hani Kroi, when we have this Pasuk in Bamidbar that we're quoting, which is on the first wide lines of Terachas, Bavetz Kechav Mudich Sivi. Everyone agrees that it's in talking about the context of Avodah Zarah. Questions by Mashma, what's the understanding? It actually, that pasuk doesn't say anything that has anything to do with Avodah Zarah. It just says, Tarachas Yilchem Lo Yisib Ishkaga V'Nefesh Ashtas. It's talking about, it sounds like just general sinning. On that, Amar Rava, V'Yitem Reb Yishu Ben Levi, V'Amrla, and some say it was Kedi, the Amakra, because the pasuk says over there in the Midbar, V'Chis Tishku, if they're going to make a mistake, V'Lei Sasa, they're not going to do Eskal HaMitzvah Se'ela, all these mitzvahs. Now, Ezuhi Mitzvah, Shishkula Kukala Mitzvahs. Which one mitzvah is equal and equivalent to all the mitzvahs, because it's saying eskal mitzvah se'ela, although it seems to be talking about one mitzvah. That's referring to avodah zarah, because whoever admits to avodah zarah is like he denies in the whole Torah, because if you believe in the deity in avodah zarah, well, that's the total refutal of Hashem, and therefore it's like he's denying the whole entire Torah. It's like equivalent to all the mitzvahs. That's how we know it's from avodah zarah. Or another approach to Bei Rebbe Tani, Torah Yeshiva Rebbe Brisa, that Amakra, the pasuk says over there, Asher Dibra Hashem al Moshe, that which Hashem spoke to Moshe. Now, it says after that, Asher Tziva Hashem Aleichem Yad Moshe, that Hashem commanded to you in the hand of Moshe, which that sounds like the commandment was through Moshe. The problem is the other pasuk, Asher Dibra Hashem, sounds like that it was through the word of Hashem himself. In other words, that the Jewish people heard it from Hashem, just like they heard it with Moshe. So who was it? Ezehu Mitzvah Shehi B'dibur Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'tziva Al Dei Moshe. Which one of the mitzvahs of the Torah is through the word of Hashem, but which was commanded through Moshe? That's the mitzvah of Avodah Zarah. The Tanya Rabbi Shmuel is taught in the Brayse Rabbi Shmuel, Anochi v'layilcha, the first two of the Aseres HaDibros, which are talking about Avodah Zarah and its opposite, which is only Hashem and nothing else, Mepi HaGvar Shemanim, we heard it directly from Hashem, which that explains the pasuk, which we heard it from the Dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But additionally, the other pasuk that says it was commanded through Moshe is because many parashas in the Torah, for example, Leishashtach of the Acher, which those are halachas regarding Avodah Zarah, that we only heard from Moshe, and therefore that's how we could resolve that it was from Hashem and from Moshe, and therefore that's how we know it's from Avodah Zarah. A third interpretation, Beri Bishmol Tana, as we continue to Amud Beis, that the pasuk is Min Hayyem Asher Tziva Hashem V'Halal Dei Reseichem. It says over there, now, from the day that Hashem commanded and moving on for your generations, meaning the pasuk seems to say explicitly that from this day that Hashem commanded you and going onward, meaning regarding all the other mitzvahs, that's what it means, like from here and on for the generations, for all the mitzvahs, that you have to fulfill those things, which says the Gemara, Ezohi mitzvah shei nemar b'tchila. It sounds like from this point onward you have to listen to Hashem, which is sounds like this is from the first mitzvahs and including all the other mitzvahs that Hashem is going to tell you. Which is the first mitzvah? That's the mitzvah of Avodah Zarah, like it says in the beginning of the Aseres HaDibros. The first things they heard from Hashem is Anochi v'lo Yircha, which is Hashem and nothing else, and not Avodah Zarah. So that's how we know that the pasuk is from Avodah Zarah. And that has to come up, but the master had said, Eser mitzvahs nitzav Yisrael b'mara. The Jewish people were actually commanded in 10 different commandments in the place Mara, which was actually before they came to Har Sinai and accepted the Torah. That's like it says in the pasuk, and the gear says, V'yomer im shemaya tishmal kareil Hashem akecha, that it's going to be, if you can listen to Hashem, your God, which was, that was earlier in Mara. So we see that obviously the mitzvah of the Zohar was not the one that was said first. So you can't say that that's what we're telling you from Minah Yimash Tivashem Alol Dereseichem, that's Tumah Avodah Zarah, because the first one, it wasn't the first one. Rather, says the Gemara, you're right, Machvart, it's clear that Kedishanin Mirko, we have to give the, like we answered before, either like Rabbi Shimon Levi or like Rebbe, which are two different sources to tell us, either because it's the equivalent, that there's a different source how we knew that it's talking about Avodah Zarah, and again, either the Rosh Israel comparing all other mitzvahs to Avodah Zarah to say just like there is Adin Kar Shagas Zechatas, or it's teaching us regarding the Karbanis, that even the Erani Dachas, when they do it by mistake, will be the same carbon as a Yachat, it's all Tarachas, all the same halach of carbon, which is going to be a Seira, just a Siga. Mark continues with the next Mishnah, continuing on the theme, which is a related idea, which initially we had brought in these terms of in chayoven, that there's not going to be a liability for the bezdin, for a certain halachas of a ros bezdin, only regarding certain criterion, because we said that the kohen gadol has the same halacha, and that the reason why we're saying these Mishnah is that because, as we said in the earlier Mishnah, that if the kohen gadol made the erroneous ruling together with the court on the same halacha, then they could get subsumed with their carbon. So related to that, we continue with the same theme, that ain, that there's not going to be for the bezdin, a chayav, and a liability of a carbon, for this parhelm davar shel tzibur, alasei va'aloisasei shebemikdash, regarding the positive commandment and the negative commandment that applies to the base of mikdash, which that refers to the halacha is known as tumis mikdash kedasha, which is that if a person is impure and he goes into the mikdash or he partakes of kachim, so then there's a liability regarding those mitzvahs. It will not apply the halacha of the parhelm davar shel tzibur. That is, if the court erroneously rules that it's permitted, although generally that, and the Jewish people follow it, they're liable for parhelm davar shel tzibur, that will not apply for these halachas. What do we mean, asei and leisasei shebemikdash? So the positive commandment in the base of mikdash, it says, v'yishalcho v'namachna kol tzuru. It says, anyone that's tummy like a person with tzaras, you have to send them out of the camp. That's a positive commandment. Leisasei is, v'lo yitames machanim, they should not defile their camp. That's a negative prohibition. So, although that we said that something that zadin karas and shagasei chatas, then the business of being a carbon, since this halacha is not a shagasei chatas that's concrete, it is a shagasei chatas, but it's a chatas of oil v'yayrit. Therefore, as I'm going to explain, the court is going to be totally exempt. Now, this that we're saying here in the Mishnah, as we mentioned before, in chayavan al seba leisei shebemikdash, that's not talking about as the previous Mishnahs regarding the Parka Mashiach at all. Because actually, as we'll see in the Gemara, that's a machlikus of Shimon Rebekiva. Rebekiva does not exempt the Kohen Gadol from a par on Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshim, and Shimon actually does exempt him totally, as we will explain at the end of the parak. But here we're talking about the Bezdin. So although it is, as the previous Mishnah said, a Zadin Karsas or Gasei Chatas, it's still not going to be liable in the Bezdin, because it's not a Chatas Kavua, which means, say, it's always this type of Chatas. This is what's known as Oyle B'Yard, which depending on the person's wealth, it could be either a carbon, could be bird offering, or could be even flower offering. Continues the Mishnah, the Emevian, and so too individuals do not bring an Ashim Tali, a suspended Ashim, which is if they're not sure if they violated an Avera, on this same mitzvah of Allah Seva, Allah Seva, Mikdash. And the reason for that is a similar idea, because the Ashim Tali only comes regarding a doubt if someone violated something that the Chattis is a certain type of a carbon, as we will explain. Now, however, and that's why we explained the Mishnah this way, regarding the court, we didn't have to say that they don't bring an Ashim Tali on Asei Balisei Shebemikdash, because the court actually never brings an Ashim Tali, even if they have a suffix regarding Achatis Kavua, as we said in the beginning of the Perek, that we said regarding the Kohen Gadol, when he brings his power, and he also doesn't bring an Ashim Tali, we said, how do we know he doesn't bring Ashim Tali? Because by Ashim Tali, it says, we said, which is that if it's only the same, that it's only that regarding in the just a Shigas Maisa, which excludes the Kohen Gadol, and we said, how do we know that the Kohen Gadol is Ein Chatasiv Shigasei Shava, that it's not just a Shigas Maisa? Because it's La'ash Masa'am. Because we said Mashiach's like the Tzibur. Just like the Tzibur needs to have a Helm Davim Shigas Maisa, so to the Kohen Gadol, so therefore it does not apply to the Ashim Tali. So therefore, obviously, and for sure that's going to apply to Bezdin, because that's the source for the Kohen Mashiach. So therefore, when the Mishnah needs to tell us that Ein may be Ashim Tali, I'll say, well, it's Ashim Mikdash, obviously it's talking about a regular Yachid. And even a regular Yachid who brings Ashim Tali would not bring it on the Asebel Ashim Mikdash. Aval, but continues the Mishnah, Chayav, and the court is liable, when they give an erroneous ruling regarding the positive commandment and negative commandment regarding a menstruating woman, where that is a Zadin Karis and a Shegos Echatas Kavua, and therefore they're going to have their halacha of parhelm davar shel tzibur. And also, umavim, and individuals bring an ashim tali ala seba leisa shebin nida. They, if they not sure if they violated the positive command and negative command by nida, they will bring an ashim tali because it's something that, if it's a suffix regarding something that has a chatas kavu, a set karma chatas. Explains the Mishnah, ezu mitzvah seisa shebin nida. What is the positive command regarding the menstruating woman? It's parish min anida. It's a positive commandment. Separate yourself from the nida. In other words, when it's near her vest, which is the expected time of her menstruation, so that a person should not be having relations with her at a time that she's going to become a nida. As it says in the pasuk of a positive commandment, vizartim es b'nei so, you should separate the Jewish people, as Gemara explains in Masechta Shavuos, and daf yutchesim ebeis. And umitzis lais, say, what's the negative commandment regarding the nida? It's al tave al nida, do not have relations with the nida, where it says in Vayikra Yutches, vel isha benidas tumas alisikarv, a negative commandment, do not come close and have relations with a woman in her state of menstruation. Now, some Gersayas have an addition in Rashi that tells us, why did we pick specifically in the Mishnah the contrast of the asei and lisei shebe mikdash, that we said, but they're going to be liable for Aseba Loisei Shebenida and not pick some other random Avera like Chelov or Dam. It's just coming to tell us that the Bezdin is Chayev for Achatas Kavua. The reason is because actually Issa Nida is similar to the Issa of Mikdash Kedasha more than other Yisurim. As the Mishnah teaches in Masechta Shavuos and Perek Hadis HaTumah regarding a person that was Tameh that came into the Beis HaMikdash by mistake. And then when he was in the Beis HaMikdash, he recalled that he was Tameh and he wants to leave the Beis HaMikdash. So if he takes the long way out, he's going to be liable. If he goes the short way out, then he's actually going to be exempt. Now, that same context applies by Nida, where the Mishnah there teaches, if let's say a man was having relations with a woman that was tar, and then in the middle of relations, she said, I'm tummy. If he leaves immediately from the relations, he's liable, because that leaving in a state of erection is actually pleasurable for him, just like coming in. So Rav Huna said, name of Rava, so what is his rectification? He should stick his 10 fingers in the ground until his male member dies by itself, and then he leaves. Which is after the Aver dies, then his pleasure is not as great as it is when it's erect. That's why we said the Isra of Nida by the Isra Thomas Mikdash Kedashim, because as we said, in regarding that context of Bolay Barucha, Bolay Bektzara, if one should wait or go quickly, that has a similar correlation by Nida. Therefore, regarding this halacha of being liable or not liable, they picked halacha of Nida in contrast to all the other Averis of like Chelim and Dam. Now, the Gemara again, as in the previous Mishnah, explain the sorts of the halacha of our Mishnah. Minan Amili, from where do we know this idea that the tzibur loy mechayvi karban ba'alma, that the tzibur, the bezdin, would not be liable by, let's say, a karban oil of a yerid, and as we said, it's only going to be in a place of if it's a chatzis kavua that they had erroneously permitted. And then v'yachad asham tali namale, and that individual also doesn't bring him an asham tali, again, only if it's that he was not sure about violating a chatzis kavua. But like Mikdash Kedashav, which is oil of a yerid, you don't bring an asham tali. So Amar Yitzchak Bar Avdimi says, because Nemrut says, v'ashem, it says the word v'ashem, that is the guilt, bechatas, meaning by a regular karmachatas, a set karmachatas by an individual, which says in Parashat V'yikra, it says, v'm nefesh achas techata bishkoga me'ama aretz, if one of the Jewish people will sin by mistake of the people of the land, ba'aseisa achas me'mitzah Hashem, by doing wrongly one of the commandments of Hashem, ashaloisa, sin that should not be done, v'ashem, and he was guilty. Now, and it says over there, v'heviyas karban, he'll bring his carbon, which is that we said he brings his kisbo, a seira, a shilam or a shigot, which is not an oil of a yarid. It's a regular chatas kavua. So it says v'ashim by chatas. Now, u'ba'ashim tali. It also says by ashim tali, the term v'ashim. Now, v'nem additionally, it says v'ashemu, that they will be guilty, b'tzibur, by the public, when they do an aver. So that teaches us the following comparison. Ma v'ashim, just like when it says in Parashat VaYikra by the Karmachatas, it says V'ashem biyachid, by an individual bechatas kavua, and what's that tomab? By a set Karmachatas, not oil v'yar, not depending on the person's finances, not on a sliding scale. Av v'ashemu b'tzibur, so too when it says v'ashemu, that they will be guilty by the tzibur, is bechatas kavua, is by a set Karmachatas, which is that, as we said in our Mishnah, that the tzibur, the bezin, does not bring a carbon only if it's an erroneous ruling regarding a chatas kavua. Now, and that continues then. Umat tzibur b'chatas kavua, and just like regarding the tzibur, it's only by a set karmachatas, so af asham tali nami. So then also the halach of the asham tali, where it says by the asham tali, it says, v'im nefesh ki sechata, that if a person will sin, v'asa sa'achas m'kal mitzvah Hashem, will do one of the commands of Hashem, asher lo yisa sin, that should not be done b'liyad, and he's not aware, v'asham, and he's guilty, teaches us, just like by the tzibur, it's a chatas kavua. In other words, just like v'ashemu, that was says by the tzibur, is a chatas kavua. Because we learned it out from the Asham, v'ashem, that it says by Chatzis Yachid. So too, when it says v'ashem by the parasha of Asham Tali, ain ba el al safik Chatzis Kavua. It's only going to be coming for something that he's not sure if he violated Chatzis Kavua, which excludes, as our Mishnah said, the asay v'leisei shabed mikdash, where we don't bring an Asham Tali over there because that's a Chatzis of Eil v'yayrid, and that's not a Chatzis Kavua. So we learn out two things from Yitzhak Rabadimi. First of all, that the tzibur is only by Chatzis Kavua, where the bezin is not going to be liable if they erroneously ruled permitting the asay and the leisei shabed mikdash. And the other halacha is that the Asham Tali doesn't come also only if it's a suffix of Chatzis Kavua, where the Asham Tali, even by individual, is not going to be on the asay v'leisei shabed mikdash, because that's not a suffix of a Chatzis Kavua, it's a suffix of an oil of yerid. However, on this, Limud the Gemara asks, Amri, they said, Ihach, if that's the case, then carbon oil of yerid nami. Then also by the carbon oil of yerid, where it says, Nefesh kisechat, it says, if a person will sin. And there's a few different halachas that have this unique halach of carbon oil of yerid. It says, V'shama kol Allah, if he'll hear the sound of the oath, which that's the halach of Shmias HaKoil, which is regarding swearing that he does not know testimony. And the pasuk continues, O nefesh ashatigo, if a person is going to touch something that's impure, which is Tumas Mikdash HaKadashim, which in a state of impurity comes to the base of Mikdash, or he partakes of Kachim. And the pasuk continues, says, "Oy nefesh ki sishava levat b'sfasayim." If a person is going to swear to utter in his lips, which that's halacha bita sfasayim, which is a shavuos bitui, where all those halachas have a carbon oil of a yared. Haksiv, it says over there in Vayikra v'haya ki yasham la'achas mi'el, if a person will be guilty by doing one of these things, so we should say, just like yasham by oil of a yared, so too when it says v'asham by asham tali should also be a carbon that's oil of a yared, because asham tali comes even for a safek chatzis she'en the kavua, so it has the same word yasham, asham, so that should tell us that asham tali is also for carbon oil of a yared. This is Gemara, no, done in asham min ashamu, we learn out Ashem by the Ashem Tali, from Ashemu by the Tzibur, they ain't done an Ashem min Yasham. We don't know an Ashem guilty from that they will be guilty. Because Ashem and Ashemu is the same thing, which is one singular, one's plural. But Yasham is a different context, and then we're not going to learn it out from the Oyla B'Yerid. Which the Gemara asks, my nafkimi, what's the difference if it's Ashem, Yasham, Yashemu? They're all the same thing, they all have the same root. Because of Atan de Beir Bishmal, it was torn to Beir Bishmal. It says in the halacha context of the Kayin, when he's inspecting a house, if there's Taras or not, one pasuk says Veshava Kayin, the Kayin comes back. Another pasuk says Uva Kayin, the Kayin comes. Which the Beir tells us over there, Zuhi Shiva, Zuhi Bia. It's the same thing. Coming back, coming, it's all the same thing where the Gemara there in other places explains that we learn that similar halachas by those two psukim. Because when it says Veshava Kayin, the Kayin goes back, don't think to say that it means that it goes back, meaning from the house with the nega to his own house. Rather, when it says v'shava kain, it means he goes back from his house to the house with the nega, which that's the same thing when it says uva kain, that it comes to the house of the nega. So it has the same halachas. So you see that even shav and bia, as long as it means the same thing, it has the same etymology or source, that we say it's the same thing. So why would yasham be so much different than ashem that you can't learn it out from there? V'ayit, another question the Gemara asks. So fine, don't learn it up from Yasham. But Nelef min va'ashem etumas mikdash kadashav, but we have the same word basically when it says va'ashem, which says by tumas mikdash kadashav. The Siv, it says in the pasuk in the Yikra, it says over there, or a person that's going to touch something impure, etc., v'utame, va'ashem says the same exact word. And he'll be ashem, he'll be guilty, which, and that's in the context of tumas mikdash kadashav, where what's the liability of that? It's aril b'yared, and it's a chadash she'en kavua. So say the same thing, ashem tell this should even be for a chadash she'en kavua. Avadam Rav Papa says, no. Danin va'ashem u'mitzvus Hashem. There's two components that says by ashem tali. It says the word Hashem, and it also says that he violates one of the mitzvahs of Hashem, min va'ashem u'mitzvus Hashem, which is says over there by the Tzibur. It says both those terms. In contrast, by Tumas Mitzvah Kedashav, although it says va'ashem, but it doesn't say also over there mitzvahs Hashem, and therefore the two of that overpowers the one of Mitzvah Kedashav, and that's how we know it's only by Chatzis Kavua. But still the Gemara asks, Amalir of Shimi Ba'ashil Rapapi says, v'neilef va'ashem b'nesiyas oven. You're saying there's two components that the Ashem Tali learns of in the Tzibur? I'll tell you two components it says elsewhere. It says by the Ashem Tali, V'lo yada, and he doesn't know, V'ashem, and he's guilty, V'nasa oven, he carries his sin. So it says two terminologies, Ashem and Nasiyas oven. Let us learn that, Min V'ashem V'Nasiyas oven, because it says, by the oil of Yorid, it says, Im lo yagid, V'nasa avayin, he'll carry his sin, V'yada, and he knows V'ashem, and he's guilty, La'achas me'ela. So it says those two terminologies by the Oyel B'Yared. So then, why learn that from the Tzibur? Maybe learn from Oyel B'Yared, that even if it's Chadash in the Kavu. Say, Elam Rav Nachman Yitzchak, rather he says that, no, the reason why we learn that from the Tzibur is because Danim, we learn out three comparative terminologies. V'ashem, U'mitzis Hashem, Ashaloy Se'asena. And we learn that out, which says those three things by the Ashem Talei, when the person not sure if he did an Avera, Mi'v'ashem, U'mitzis Hashem, Ashaloy Se'asena, that it says, by the context of the Parhelm Devishal Tzibur, because by Ashem Tali it says, V'ashem mitzvah Hashem Ashaloy Se'asena, and Parhelm Devishal Tzibur it also says, Achas mikol mitzvah Hashem Ashaloy Se'asena V'ashem. So therefore we say, just like the Tzibur is only Bechatzis Kavua, so too the Ashem Tali is only going to come for a Safek of Bechatzis Kavua. V'al Yechiach, and don't try to prove the other way from Shmias Koil, which regarding the oath of knowing testimony, and falsely, ubitus v'sayim, regarding the utterance of a person violating a shavuos bitui, utumas mikdash kadashav, and prohibitively going into the base of mikdash, or eating kachav in the state of tumah, shalai nemabem, that it doesn't say by them, these three terminologies of ashem, umitzis Hashem, ashalai sasena, and that's where we learned it out, again, that we know, as our Mishnah said, that it has to be by both the parhelm davishal tzibra and ashem toli, only by chatzis kavua. Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing on the theme of the previous Mishnah of Ein Chayavin, that is not going to be a liability. Says the Mishnah, Ein is not going to be for the Bezdin. Chayavin liability, Al Shmias Kail, if let's say they had this erroneous ruling regarding saying false testimony, if a person knows a false oath, if he knows testimony or not, Valbitus Vasayim regarding false oath, Valtumas Mitzvah Kedashah regarding going into the Beis Hamikdash, eating kachrim in the state of impurity, because all these averas, the Torah tells, they bring a carbon oil of a yard. Now, we said previously that the Tzibur does not bring a chatas only by a chatas kavua. Now, the truth is, our Mishnah really doesn't have to say this, because we already said before that there's no liability on the Asen HaLeis HaShem B'Mikdash, and we said the reason is because you need by the Tzibur chatas kavua. And Tumas Mikdash Kedashav is by Elav Yared. And same thing for the Shmiz Kail Ol, and also for Bidus Vasayim, that they're not chatas kavua. So, of course, the Ben is going to be potter. Why did our Mishnah say it? Is because it wanted to tell us the machlekes that the Mishnah is going to quote of Rabbi Yisrael Glili and Rabbi Kiva. So this halacha that the Mishnah is telling us, im bezin chayavin ashmiyas koil v'abitis v'zam v'tumas v'kadashav, it's not only for the bezin, but it's also like the previous themes of the Mishnah is to tell us that the same thing is l'mashiach for the Kohen Gadol, he's also not liable because l'ashmas ha'am compares him to the tzibur. Now, the Mishnah continues, v'hanasi kayetzabhem, the melech, the king, is the same thing as the bezin in this context and the Kohen Gadol, that it does not bring a carbon oil of a yared for these three averas. That's the Rabbi Yisrael Glili, which we're going to explain the reasoning for his opinion. Rabbi Kiva, I mean, he disagrees. He says, no, hanasi chayev b'kulin. The king, if he violates one of these three averas, will be liable carbon oil of a yared. Chutz, except for one of them, mishmias hakoil, where if he swore falsely that he doesn't know testimony, because the halach of shmias koil does not apply to the king. Why? Because shamelech, the king, loydan v'loydan noisei. He cannot judge, neither could we judge him. He does not testify, and we don't testify against him, as the Mishnah teaches Masech Tzanedjah and the Nafit Chesim and Aleph. So therefore it doesn't apply for him to take an oath that he's not going to say testimony or that he doesn't know, because the halacha testimony doesn't apply to him anyway. Now, Rabbi Kiva doesn't tell us what the halacha would be regarding the Kohen Mashiach, but in the Braisa he does explain, because in the Braisa it's brought, Rabbi Kiva says that the Kohen Gadol is exempt from all these averis from a carbon oil of a yard, but he does bring his general par, Kohen Mashiach, as it's brought at the end of the parak, that Reb Kiva does not exempt him, however, from the par. So although the Bezin is totally exempt from their par, the king, although he doesn't bring the carbon of a yared, but he will be chayv according to Reb Kiva for his regular par Kohen Mashiach if he makes an erroneous ruling and he follows along with it regarding violating one of these three averis. Now, the Gemara explains, Zama Uli says, my time is basically, what's the reason basically that he exempts the king when he violates one of these three averis? So says the Gemara, because Amakra, the pasuk says of Yikra, V'hoya ki yeshem la'achas me'ila, there in the context of Shmias Koel, Lambitas Vesayim, Tumas Mikdash Kedashim, the pasuk is talking about, says if a person will become guilty for one of these things, or basically learns the pasuk, when it says ki yeshem la'achas, that if he'll be liable for one of these things, what it's telling us is, kol shem eschayiv ba'achas. In other words, whoever is commanded regarding each one of these things, then mischayiv ba'kul, and then he can be liable a carbon for all these averas. But if a person is not liable for one of these things, and he's not liable for all of them. And Nasi, since he's not liable by one of them, which as we said, even Rabbi Kiva agrees to by Shmias Kail, by regarding falsely saying he doesn't have testimony, so he's not liable for the rest, and therefore he's exempt by all of them. And that asks the Gemara, but why? Ve'emes say, when it says kiyeshem la'achas, what it means to say is that it's possible to be mischayiv ba'achas mehen, not every one of them, but as long as he's liable in one of them, that he'll be liable, va'afa pishein mischayiv b'kulin, that even though he's not liable for all of them, he'll still be chayiv. So therefore the Nasi too, even though he's not chayiv b'shmiyas koil, he should still be chayiv b'bitzas v'zayim b'tumas mikdash kedashav. Eli rather says the Gemara, tamir yaseh glil mahacha. The source for his opinion is from here. The Tanakh Linda Braisa. Rabbi Yirmiyahu would say, Nemet says the pasuk mid Yikra by these halachas of Shmias Koel and Bittes Vesayim and Tumas Mikdash Kedashav, as we continue to have a potential in Aleph, says there in the pasuk in the Yikra Perakei Pasuk Zayin, Loisegia Yodai, where it says over there in the pasuk that if he doesn't have enough money for the highest level of carbon of a sheep, then he'll bring his carbon ashram that he sinned as bird carbonas. Shtei Sayrim, either Shnei Bnei Yaina or Echad Lachatzis Ve'echad La'ayla. But then, moreover, the pasuk continues even later, and it says, let's say Loi Sasek Yadai again, his hand does not attain enough money even for bird type of offerings. So then the pasuk says he'll bring even the cheapest type of a carbon, which that's oil be yarded, like we said, a sliding scale. He'll bring a tenth of an ephah of flour for carbon chatas, and he won't put on levaina because it's a chatas from. Tells us the Gemara What this is teaching us is Misha bo l'de anias v'ashiris, someone that could sometimes be wealthy and sometimes be poor, that's according to who the Torah is differentiating. He's saying he'll bring a carbon yard for one of these three averis. Yatza nasi u'mashiach, that excludes the nasi and the kain galo. Shein boin l'de anias, they never come to poverty because they're always forever wealthy. How do we know this? Nasi d'chsev, the king, like we know it says in the Pasuk in the Yikra. It says, v'asa achas mekal mitzvah Hashem l'kav. It says that if the king is going to violate one of the mitzvahs of Hashem, his God. Now, elikav is a term of sovereignty, of ruler, which teaches us, misha in al gabav ela al Hashem l'kav. Only someone who, only thing he has on top of him is Hashem, his God, who is the king, because no one's on top of the king. And if it's nothing referring to the king, so the king is always wealthy. He's never poor, he's the king. And Mashiach said, regarding the Kohen Gadol, like it says in the Be'ikra, it says, V'akoin ha-gadol me'achav, and the Kohen who's greater from his brothers. What that teaches is that the Kohen Gadol has to be shu gadol me'achav, he has to be greater than his brothers, benoi, with beauty, b'koyach, with strength, b'chachma, with wisdom, u'ba'isha, with wealth. And Achayim, they translate the Pasuk even a little bit differently. They say, minayin shim eimlai. How do we know that if the Kohen Gadol doesn't have money, gadlei mishalachav, that you have to make him greater from his brothers? The kohen that's greater from his brothers, asher yutzak al reishi, which will be poured on his head, and that's why we call him the Meshuach, because he gets anointed with the oil. What it means, what does it mean, me'echab? Gadleyu me'echab, you make him great from his brothers, meaning that everyone goes and contributes money and gives it to the kohen gadol. So we see that both the king and the kohen gadol are always wealthy, and therefore they're not applicable for the halacha of being chayav karban el v'yared, because it's only someone that could be, won't be able to afford the animal or the bird, and then have to bring the flowers. But, however, the king and the kohen gadol, who are always wealthy, as we showed from the Pesukim, therefore they're not viable for this pasuk, and therefore basically hold that the kohen gadol or the nasi that violates one of these three averis will not be chayev, because they're not in the context of the carbon oil of the yard.